And we're back. Hour number two. Blake Sawyer steps up front and center this hour. Blake, of course, one of our great hosts on the network. He is the chairman of his own program and does a wonderful job on that. He also happens to be the man behind, well, we'll talk about this wonderful product. I'll keep you get. What is he talking about? We'll talk about that in a little bit. But right now, let me remind you that the homepage at the top, your homepage, has a section on the Muslim invasion of the United States. We cover stories there, not only here in the U.S., but in Europe, of course, as well. And they are horrific. And if you don't hear much about them on the mainstream media beat, the reason is they don't want you to. In Germany, the press has literally been shut down. Hundreds of thousands of crimes, muggings, sex attacks, rapes, robbery, you name it. Nothing is being reported. And they're not even allowed to identify the nationality of the suspects involved in the crimes. They can't do anything. And over here, in a de facto sense, the mainstream media is also following along with that. They're not necessarily reporting the actual ethnicity of the subjects. Now, Blake has been sending me every day for, I don't know, a couple of months now, a rundown of the most egregious stories about Muslims, the immigration of Europe. Well, it's an invasion, not immigration. An invasion of the United States. We're trying to track it for you. So every day you can go there and scan down. Just read the headlines if you don't want to read the stories. But believe me, they are horrific. And let me point out also right now that Frosty Wooldridge has written an extraordinarily important story about female genital mutilation. One of the most subhuman things I have ever seen or heard about in my lifetime. This is not something that should be going on in this day and age. It never should have been going on any time. But this is something you might expect to hear about in the medieval or the dark ages. It's not human. It's horrible. So look for Frosty's story. It's in that Muslim section at the top of Rents. It's also in his columnist box. And read it. You've got to understand how this is going on. It has to do with this one. It has to do with a Detroit female Muslim doctor who has performed thousands of these butcheries on young little girls from the ages of 7, 8, and 9 primarily. Just inhuman what's going on. And you people out there who fashion yourselves to be a feminist, fine. But where are the feminists? Why are none of them talking about this? They should be in the streets by the tens and hundreds of thousands denouncing this alleged religion for this subhuman butchery of their young girls. I don't get it. I just don't get it. Blake, welcome back. How are you?
I'm doing great, Jeff. How are you?
I'm disgusted. That's what I am.
I am too. And there's too much to talk about. But one of the things that we can tell the audience today, because it's April 18th, it's, you know, it's 10 o'clock here in the Central Time, it's 8 o'clock over there in the Pacific, is we know this guy in Fresno was a rap artist. We know for a fact that on his social media pages, he called white people devils. He referred to himself as a black soldier. He said that there was going to be a war between the blacks and whites in America. And the last time I was on your show, which was about a month ago, we talked about the Nation of Gods and Earth, about the Five Percenters, about this Islamic cult that came out of the Nation of Islam that teaches that, and the Nation of Islam, and Louis Farrakhan teaches that all white people are devils, and they expand on that by saying that if they're devils, they deserve to die. They need to be killed. And right. Now they're using the term Nazi. It's sort of that dirty word that you can call anybody you don't like. Oh, he's a Nazi. He's so right-wing, he's Nazi, so let's kill him. And they justify it. And that's why when this guy's arrested, he was yelling Ali Akbar because he's a 5%er, and he's going around shooting white people and killing three white people in Fresno, California. How many people in Fresno, California thought they were going to have people killed in their city today by a crazed black guy that's believed this Islamic cult nonsense? And all of Islam is a cult for sure. It's violent. It's hate-filled. And what I think that, Jeff, you and I, we talk about this on a daily basis, is but we do present the articles that's going on in Sweden and Germany and Australia and places like that, because the invasion is calculated. It's a purposeful, willful thing, and it's in the United States, and it's here. It's coming here in greater numbers. And
greater
America
numbers than Obama.
Trump. They're just asleep. They don't have a clue that it's going to be a bloodbath here.
No. Trump is bringing in more Muslims, I am told, than Obama did. The rate of invasion has actually increased, if you can believe that one. It's unbelievable.
Well, there's an article that you published a couple days ago that, yes, I did send to you, that statistically shows that he's bringing in more than Obama did.
Mm-hmm.
It's nuts. It's criminal. It's insane. But there is a purposeful, willful action to be able to destabilize the United States. And there's a group of evil people that are doing this, and they're doing it for a particular reason. And I address that on my show, which it comes on Saturdays, We Are the Truth Seekers. And it's just to warn people, get people prepared, ready to understand really what's going on. It's ugly out there. And the sad thing is most Americans think, well, it hasn't happened to me yet. But by the time it happens to you, you're dead.
And you better look around and see if there's a mosque in your town. All right? That's a training center, not a mosque. It's a training center, a coordinating center, a command and control center. Understand? These people are all networking together at all times. And African Americans, black Americans, tragically, in the inner city, hopeless, in prison, hopeless, are so easy to convert to Islam, it's not even funny.
It's right up their alley, and because they took over hip-hop and rap music, it's what they hear on a daily basis.
Right.
You know, the Hungary and Czechoslovakia, I mean, it's just been, well, Hungary for the most part, they wised up to this. It's just mind-boggling that Germany and Sweden and some of these other European countries, just like you said in the opening dialogue, they've made it illegal to criticize Islam.
Right.
Islamic extremism. And Canada just recently did the same thing. They passed laws stating that it's a hate crime if you criticize Islam. Well, if Islam is not a religion, and it really, it almost is just a political system of taking over the world, and I address this on my radio show, what most people don't understand, because this is something that I do. I study Islam, and I've studied it in great detail, is there are prophecies by Muhammad that there would be a last great battle before the Iman Mahdi comes. Now, for people that just need to know quickly what that is,
mm-hmm.
Christians wait for the second coming of Christ, Jews are waiting for their Messiah, Hindus are waiting for the Lord Maitreya, Buddhists are waiting for the fifth Buddha, sort of like a savior of their religion. Okay,
right. Exactly.
But for the Muslims, they believe that the final last great battle would take place. It would start in Syria. It would involve, the prophecy says, the great power from the north and a great power from across the Great Sea. And when they would converge in Syria, which would be Russia and the United States, there would be this Iman Mahdi army before he appears. They would have black flags, which is what ISA has now. On the black flag, the prophecy says that Muhammad said 1,000 years ago, prophesied over 1,000 years ago, that it would have the word punishment in Arabic, and they do use that particular word, all these details. And so the key here is that if you join this army and kill infidels right before the Iman Mahdi returns, their savior, their actual descendant of Muhammad, then you get brownie points with Allah, okay? I mean, big-time brownie points.
Oh, you're there.
More than just a bunch of virgins up in heaven.
You get all the little boys you could ever want either. So don't forget that.
Over 100 countries of the world where people are leaving their countries, joining ISIS to be part of this army because it's a prophetic sort of thing. They believe it. It's sort of like the ultra-right-wing Christians who believe if we can just bring about Armageddon, we're going to get Jesus back quicker, okay? And they're egging for Russia and the United States to get in a thermonuclear war. And you see this in this ultra-right-wing Christian group. They just want it to happen. And when you really find out why they want it to happen, because it's nuts. Well, who would want a thermonuclear war between Russia and the United States? They believe it's going to bring Jesus back. This is the same religious fervor that's going on in Islam. And you want to know why it hasn't been going on for the past 1,000-some hundred years since Muhammad? It's because the prophecies are being fulfilled in their eyes because of the war that started in Syria. This is it. Mm-hmm. And it's kill infidels. It really is. Kill infidels. The more infidels you kill, the more brownie points you have with Allah. It's mind-boggling.
Well, remember, and I've said this 3-4 times, I'll say it again, when Islam invaded India, Hindu country, they slaughtered over 800 million people. 800 million, almost a billion people were put to the sword. And this is over 1,000 years ago, but or something like that. But it's true. This is a religion of death, of sexual depravity, horrible human butchery, merciless killing of men, women, and children. It's just incredible what they do. I just don't know.
And most people have this mindset, it will never happen here in the United States.
No, it's already happening, ladies and gentlemen.
I mean, most people don't know that the Democratic National Committee was a few votes away from electing a Muslim to head the DNC. There are Muslims that run city councils. There are Muslims that are running for senator. Muslims that are running for senator. Okay?
Yeah, that's right.
And they're winning, and they're setting up Sharia councils in different areas in the United States. There are no-go zones in the United States. You know, in Sweden, they're trying to build this police station, and they have to have security for the construction workers to build the police station because the Muslims attack all the construction workers.
They also have to have their own officers who man that station, driven into that station under armed guard. And then they're taken out of the cars and they're put to work, and then they come back and pick them up when their shift is in and take them home. They cannot drive to work.
And what everybody listening to our voice right now and listening to this on archive should think about, if the police have to have security to go to work...
Yep.
Who's winning this war? Who's got the greater battle here, as far as winning the war, the greater might? And we see this. I mean, anybody, you wouldn't have to watch the videos of the beheadings and how ISIS kills people, but I tell you what, they're bloodthirsty. They have no fear about it. We've heard about the suicide bombers. How can you stop somebody that raises their children, that sends their 9-year-old and 11-year-old daughters packed with explosives on their chest into areas and explode them? I mean, this is what they're doing to their kids, their children, and they think they're doing the will of Allah.
Yeah.
They're doing the, you know, you can't stop that stuff. There's no technology or surveillance or anything in the world to say that we're going to beat this is crazy.
I really
do believe it.
Blake, you're right.
We've got to keep them. There are countries in the world where none of this is going on because they have less than 0.1% of a Muslim population.
Correct.
The countries that are allowing Muslims into their country,
6% is
the... They're being
6%,
murdered and raped.
6% is a tipping point to where it tips.
Yes.
That's that, and we're going to get there soon. If it doesn't stop and Trump is not stopping it, we're headed there too damn soon. It's just got to stop, but it isn't being stopped. I don't get it. I don't understand. Why isn't America awake and alert? Because the media is keeping them asleep.
Absolutely. The media is complicit in this. And also, I'm a health practitioner. You know this. There's a parasite that infects mice. And it causes the mice to be suicidal. It causes the mouse to be attracted to cat urine. And this parasite, then mice go around wherever there's cats. The cats eat the mice, and the parasite lives inside the cat and replicates in the feces and keeps on going on and on. This reminds me of, like, what, the LGBT community that is supporting the leftist causes that includes Islam. Mm-hmm. But if you look at Islam, they want to kill all the LGBTs, throw them off the highest buildings. That's what the Quran basically
says. It's not politically correct to mention
that.
The
same thing with feminists. The feminists are supporting the leftist causes. It's suicidal. The United States on a whole, if they go the way of Germany and Sweden and these European countries, it's suicidal. And if you listen to the Prime Minister of Hungary and some of these countries, and they're saying, it's nuts. It's certifiably nuts. We need to get rid of these people out of our country. Uh-huh. They cannot culturally amalgamate with us because we're not culturally compatible. And that's the truth about the West. If people would just see what's going on in some of these places like Sweden and Germany, they would just be horrified, horrified. They couldn't believe people act like this. They couldn't possibly believe it. But here we are. Here's April 18th, and we've got a black guy in Fresno, California, yelling Ali Akbar. You know, I hate white people. White people are all devils. You know, I need to kill white people. And you think, nobody really believes that. Oh, there are millions of people that believe that. And they're getting the, can I say balls on the air? Are they getting the guts to get out there and start killing white people because they think it's good for Allah and it's good for their eternal souls to be part of this incredible Iman Mahdi surge of an army that's going to come together? And in the prophecy, Mahdi comes back. Every infidel is killed, and then the only people left on earth are Islamic, Muhammad-loving people. Everybody else has been killed. That's the prophecies that Muhammad gave.
Well, they buy it. See, here's another thing.
And they believe it.
Emotionally, mentally, psychologically, they are geared to die for their religion. They have no problem with it. Most, I'm sure some don't, but the great majority of them live to die in service to that religion, or whatever you want to call it. Now, you can't say the same thing for the Christian West. So there's an advantage there that gives them a lot more clout for the fewer soldiers they may have. We are not prepared to do that. So that's something people don't think about. Now, the complicit nature of the media, it's actually more than being complicit to me. It's actually running the show. Here's a Fox News story. You remember this guy, Steve Stevens, the Facebook, live on Facebook murderer they were looking for? He shot himself today when the cops cornered his car rather than be taken prisoner. Well, a Fox station, I don't know if you saw this yet or not, a Fox channel gave it a suspect search description of this guy. And it reads like this. These are the six things that they list on their suspect search. They got this guy's grinning picture on the left, obviously a black American, and the right side they have six things listed. This is the media for you. The first thing is the guy's skin color, and they describe it as dark white skin, dark white people's skin. He has dark white skin. He's not an African-American with dark skin. He's got dark white skin. The bias in the media is I got to watch myself. It is just unspeakable. You don't call African-Americans people with dark white skin. They're African-Americans. They're proud of it. It's the way it should be. They've got dark brown skin. Fine. You don't call that dark white skin. It's nuts. Anyway.
No, and you know how long it takes to put together and find legitimate articles that tell the truth. I will tell you this, as I'm researching this on a daily basis, I'll read something that's gone on in a city in the United States, let's say, and that particular article does not say that the rapist, the murderer, was a black man, and it won't say, you know, it'll give description, but like you said, it won't.
They won't identify.
I have to spend sometimes 10-15 minutes
looking,
trying to find. And I tell you what, Google is they will not put out any truth anymore. I mean, Google is the absolute worst. I have to go to different other sources to try to find out who a particular person is. And sometimes they are Muslim, and they are black, and they have a rap sheet a mile long, and you read the original article, and it's sympathetic toward the murderer, the rapist, the criminal.
Yeah, sure.
And it is mind-boggling when you find out the truth. And I weed through this like Sherlock Holmes trying to find the truth about something before I ever send you anything to make sure that the facts are the facts and give you the best article I could possibly can with all the facts. And it's really becoming difficult, and it's all due to the news media. It's
totally mind-boggling. By the way, Erdogan in Turkey is now threatening the EU because today they said that they don't want him in there. They're not going to let Turkey join the EU. He knew this already. Now he's threatening to retaliate by sending 3 million more Muslims walking into Europe. So what is Europe to do? There's only one logical explanation to that question, and that is they're going to have to use deadly force. It's either they're choosing life or death is what they're doing. They have to.
Well, there's too many of the imams and other religious leaders and top Islamic people that say the whole purpose of this is to take over. You know, Erdogan has said
they don't mince words. Absolutely.
The Turks in Germany and Europe will have 7 children for every 1 child the white Europeans will have that we're taking over.
Yeah.
And he's not shy about making blanket statements about how we're there to take over for Allah. And that's his purpose. Why Turkey is in NATO, why Turkey is still allowed to be in NATO, I have no idea. They don't have any compatibility with NATO.
None.
There's a particular reason for NATO. But anyway, and that's now become political instead of just, militarily speaking. But
yep.
It's a counter peg. It's about ready to blow. It's just there's so much tension everywhere. And I don't know that Trump's going to put up with some of the stuff, and I don't know how close he is to pressing red buttons and stuff, but he sure didn't bash an eyelash to go into Syria under wrong circumstances and beliefs about what was really going on.
I wonder if that had anything to do with his statement since then, that he has fully empowered the military and is no longer going to consult with them, that they're on their own to do what they want, when they want, how they want, and where they want. This is an abdication of the highest responsibility of the commander-in-chief, and he's given it up. I mean, it's just getting worse. Stand by. Blake and I will be right back. Welcome back. And I hear this talk all the time about moderate Muslims. Where are they? Why aren't they standing up, denouncing the murders, the rapes, the crime, the viciousness, the refusal to assimilate, at least politically? Keep the religion separate, if that's what it is, a religion. Keep your beliefs separate. You must assimilate into the culture of the country that is hosting you and paying for you and providing for you. You must honor their government, honor their laws. These people won't do that. It's got to be Sharia or nothing. Now, here are the stories I'm working on for tonight that Blake is sending. That's basically his column, by the way. He's contributing the vast majority of all those stories, and they're very meaningful and important. I hope you have time to at least scan the headlines. Today, this is a whopper. The Prime Minister of Sweden is in a picture posing. Well, tell him, you remember the story?
Yes. He raped a black Muslim who raped an 80-year-old woman violently. I mean, it was.
He took her out in the
horrible.
Woods and raped her. He's 19 years old. He's obviously about 6'3, 220, big 19. Could have been a middle linebacker, but he's a rapist instead. And the Swedish Prime Minister took a picture with them both smiling. What the hell is this? It's crazy. I don't understand it. It's like the white race does have some kind of a death wish.
It's liberalism. It is the liberal, politically correct mindset that came into being, but it was controlled by the media, and the media is controlled, as we all know, by the Zionists. There's a purpose and a will for all of this, and it's and if anybody can get this that's listening, it is here in the United States. It is happening. Just because millions of people aren't dying every day or being raped every day doesn't mean it isn't going to happen to you. The whole thing is to totally throw the United States upside down. The United States has been a thorn in the flesh of this whole New World Order and this globalist group of people. And they, I'm a believer, and not everybody believes this, but I'm a believer that they have us in checkmate. And they do, because they control everything that they've done over such a long period of time. They control the media. They control Hollywood. They control the Internet. I really do believe they're going to pull the plug on Internet 1, and they're going to bring about Internet 2. It's happening through the whole fake news story thing, where the fake newsers are saying that truth and, like, Rents and just relatively a few other alternative sites that are telling the truth are the fake news. They've turned everything 180, black is white, white is black, right is wrong, truth is lies, lies is truth. They've got this totally upside down, and I've watched them, I followed them for 40 years. I've studied and researched this, and I knew that they were going to use Islam. And they want to have a third world war between Russia and the United States. And they want to do this for a particular reason. And if it's going to be a third world war, it's going to be a mess. And it's going to make a mess of the planet. And it's going to kill 2 to 3 billion people. And people just have no idea how horrendous that is. But I've said this on my own show so many times. After World War One, we got the League of Nations. World War One, people, was the war to end all wars, mustard gas, the whole bit. I mean, there was never, ever, ever going to be another world war. 25 years later, we had World War II. And after World War II, we got the United Nations. Rockefeller gave the land to donate to build the United Nations. I've been to the United Nations multiple times. Right out front, they're going to beat their swords into plowshares. We're going to have peace, light, love, bell bottoms. It's all going to be great. Yet we've had wars and wars and wars and wars and wars and wars after World War II. I guarantee you,
and more
after
just
World
around
War
the
III,
corner. Yeah.
They're going to have world government, because 2 to 3 billion people dying is different than 75 million people dying in World War II. 2 to 3 billion people in the destruction of the planet, the vast majority of the Northern Hemisphere, people are going to yell uncle. And they're going to go, whatever it takes, we will pledge allegiance to world government. That's what they want. That's what George Soros wants. He's one of the few people that are out there that you can see his face in the media that says stuff, and you can follow what he does to a certain extent. A lot of these guys are really underground. But Soros, who is a Jew, who ratted out his own people, helped kill Jews in World War II.
He did.
This is the type of people that we're dealing with. They have no respect for human life. They have an agenda, and that agenda is to be damned with anybody or anything. They're going to get their agenda done.
Yeah, amen. Here's another one. Let's see, I've got several here. Don't miss Frosty Wooldridge's story. I'll put it up there again. It's in that section, the Muslim stories on the homepage. Oh, you know what I'm going to do here? I'm going to tell a little quickie. It's a little vignette. I have had a guest on this program in the past, a Muslim, very fine man. He has a PhD and 2 master's degrees. And we talked a lot about Afghanistan and so forth. Well, I wrote to him recently after he wrote me, and he said, I'm sick and tired of the hate on your site, blah, blah, blah. I said, you know, there's really no hate here. There's just truth. They're the facts. These are factual stories. And I said, here's what I'll do. Everyone talks about the moderate Muslim, and yet I don't hear any of them standing up and talking about these things and condemning the violence and the hate and the so-called manifesto from the Quran. And I said, I will make you a platform, a worldwide platform, where you can write whatever you want and explain why we shouldn't think that all Muslims aren't radical or radicalizable, or virtually all of them. And he said, not much. He said, well, I'll think about it. He has never written one word. This goes back a couple, 3 months now. Not one word. Why? Because the pressure is on. If he steps out of line, they're going to come after him, his own kind. They will. And so he basically turned away from a position which could have made him world famous as a leader of so-called moderate Islam to talk sense into some of this. He wouldn't, couldn't, and won't do it. He's vanished. I don't hear from him anymore. Nothing. So that tells you how much so-called peer pressure there is in that religion. He probably got death threats. Wouldn't be surprised at all. But no one's talking about it, just like the feminists. They're not talking about it. These liberal, pinheaded feminists will not. Are they going to step up for their female genital mutilation? I think it'd be only fair, don't you? If they're pushing this religion and telling us we should take these people in, shouldn't they volunteer to have the procedure done? I think they should.
And there's more. There's more. I mean, you know, I've sent 2 or 3 articles a week where the iman says it's a blessed event to beat your wives. Here, use the Quran that shows you how you beat your wives. I mean, Saudi Arabia has beheaded a woman for going to the grocery store without her husband. Beheaded her, not caning, beheaded her. And they admit that was the penalty. If you stand too close to a male that's not your husband, you can be caned or have severe, severe beatings.
The hundred lashes.
Oh, my goodness. The whole feminist thing is nuts. Well, you know, Indonesia, Malaysia is supposed to be moderate, but there is this reality, and let's be honest. Libya with Muammar Gaddafi was moderate. He did not believe in Sharia law, but we went in there and overthrew Muammar Gaddafi. Muammar Gaddafi did not live in some palace like those Saudi sheiks. He gave everybody in the country of Libya a free farm if they wanted it. I mean, we're talking the tractor, the land, the house, the seeds, the everything. He built the largest irrigation project in the entire world. Was he the best person in the world? No. Okay, obviously not. But he was for his people. But the Islamic extremists come in there because right. The whole country is Islam and wanted to overthrow it, just like they did with Saddam Hussein. Bush took out Saddam Hussein. He had nothing to do with 9/11. Under Saddam Hussein, Christians were not persecuted, just like Muammar Gaddafi. No Christian was persecuted in Libya. No Christian was persecuted in Iraq. In fact, there was Christians in the cabinet, in his cabinet, in highest level positions. We go in there, and the 2.2 million Christians in Iraq have either been all murdered or they fled the country. There's less than 200,000 out of 2.2 million left right. because the United States went in there and took out Saddam Hussein. The United States has had a policy under the last 3 administrations to get rid of Bashar al-Assad. Is he a saint? No. But no Christian's ever been allowed to be persecuted. He would not allow it. He gets along very well with the Orthodox Christian community. There's hundreds of photographs of him with in the orphanages.
He's a Western-educated eye doctor, for God's sake.
He doesn't want Sharia law. The only group of people that wants to overthrow Bashar al-Assad is ISIS.
American-paid terrorists.
Just like the United States funded and founded al-Qaeda in Afghanistan to fight the Russians, the United States funded and founded ISIS and gave them the weapons and the money to overthrow Bashar al-Assad. And that's what Gabby has found out. The lady from Hawaii that went over there and did the research on it and discovered we're funding the terrorists.
Yeah.
We're funding
Representative Tulsi Gabbard found out the truth. That's exactly right. That's why the Democrats turned on her. You bet.
Yeah. The truth, and now she's isolated because she isn't telling the news media lying, fake news lying. And this thing is just absolutely evil.
Now there's a woman that I could see as president. I'm very impressed with her integrity, her honesty. She actually did the work and went looking to find out the truth. How many people
not,
do that?
Not like John McCain and Lindsey Graham, who just say, you know, let's just buy bomb everybody and kill everybody, and they just want war. They're owned by the Luciferian globalists and the military-industrial complex.
Exactly.
You know, I'm in the health field, and the United States government says, I cannot tell the truth about my product, Royal Velvet. My hands are tied. 90% of the things it does, because it's illegal to tell the truth. If your product that is natural, that comes from food or is food source, can treat, prevent, or cure any disease, the same oppressive disinformation about the truth to help the average American live a healthy, high quality of life without be under the oppression of the allopathic system with all of its evil and death and destruction that it causes, and its drugs and its addictions and all those things.
Let me say this: we're not
mind-boggling.
Yeah, we're not formally making claims here. Blake is not formally making claims. It can enhance many positive health processes in your body to extraordinary levels. I felt it the very first night I took it. I felt it the next day. It's that powerful. Depends on you, but in my case, I could tell right away. It's an amazing thing.
I developed a product to try to help people. That are suffering, and the reason they're suffering is because of various things about their diet, their eating habits, their brain function.
Right.
This particular product that I developed doubles your intelligence, allows you to handle stress, creativity. You have a sense of well-being. It gets rid of depression. It balances the neurotransmitters in the brain chemistry, the whole bit. So then you have motivation. You just don't sit there and twiddle your thumbs and pick your nose and act like a zombie. I've created things as solutions to help people, but my hands are tied to be able to tell people the truth. I can't advertise. I can't tell people the truth about it. Even if I did a double-blind study 1,000 times and 100% of the people were cured of something, I could never report it because it makes the product illegal. That's how crazy and insane this is. I've been living with this the 40 years I've been in the health business, and I'm seeing the exact same disinformation and oppression against the truth when it comes to Islam, the political correctness, the overthrow of the United States. Well, I've always said the United States was overthrown. The government that really took over the United States in the 60s, the mid-60s, with the assassination of JFK, was the Luciferian globalist. They do not want the truth to come out. Our congressmen, our senators do not run the show. The president does not run the show. It's beyond deep state. They are the dark state is the one that runs the country and gets what it wants. And it has a way of threatening people with worse than death. I mean, they did it with Ross Perot. They basically went to Ross Perot and said, listen, we're going to kill you and your
family. Did they shut him down?
And torture you if you don't line up with what we want you to line up with. Mm-hmm. I don't know what they've done to Trump. It's super, super sad. But the people that are in power now that he is allowed to be surrounded by, from Tillerson, Tim McMaster, some of these guys.
Unreal.
It's unreal. It's a mind-boggling.
You know what? There was a story I ran a month ago, maybe something like that, and some globalist sources were talking, and they were, you know, they weren't hiding. Their names were in the article, but they were heavy hitters, and they said that what they were doing was, quote, normalizing Donald Trump. They were normalizing him in their own image of what they want as a president. That's what they were saying. They were changing him, and they sure as hell have. I don't know if they had the actual truth. Maybe they were exaggerating. But Donald Trump is now essentially a globalist.
The things that he's doing and surrounding himself around, I don't know that I can have my fingers crossed and hope that I'm going to wake up one day and he's going to do a bunch of good stuff, you know,
ain't going to happen. He'll only do what he's allowed to do, Blake. You know that.
Yeah, and he isn't in charge. It's these other guys that have been there forever and ever, and they're beholden to the system, and the dark state, the deep state, and they're getting it done. The attack on Syria was mind-boggling when almost all the intelligence reports said is that a warehouse used by Al-Qaeda, not ISIS, but even Al-Qaeda, was housing the chemical
illegal
gas
chemical weapons,
and it was hit and
by the Syrian Air Force.
Yeah. And it was nominal compared to what the reports were saying. And the news media has been saying that ISIS has been using mustard gas and other gases in the last two or three days.
Oh, they've been using it routinely in some areas. You don't hear about
it,
though.
Yeah, and where are they getting this? Mm-hmm. Syria was wiped clean of all of their chemical agents. And even the United Nations went in, so didn't find any left. They got rid of all of them way back over 10 years ago.
That's right.
And where are these things coming from? It's the false flag stuff. It's there to keep the whole thing going up. And they will use just, you know, little babies dying of some sort of war-related problem. They'll put it on the front page of the news. They'll get the sympathy, and then they'll have people bombing. It's sort of like Ivanka Trump. They say, really, she went to daddy and crying, and you got to do something. These poor children. Bomb them.
Yeah, I wish there was some way to really expose this, but there isn't. All we can do is try to connect the dots. Look, the gas and many other things are coming right through Turkey. Erdogan is a world-class thug. This guy is a megalomaniac. They just had a corrupted election, referendum, I should say, in Turkey, a constitutional referendum, massive demonstrations claiming it was fixed, it was fraud. Yes, and probably quite true. So nothing is as it should be. It's all out of control. Watch the venues, watch the flashpoints. Watch Syria, could blow at any time and get much worse. Watch Iran, watch Ukraine, watch North Korea, watch the South China Sea, watch Eastern Europe, watch all of these places, because the controllers can play games with any of them at any time and do what they want. And they will.
And I will give a semi-prediction here. It will not surprise me at all if the dark state uses some sort of dirty bombish sort of thing, not a nuclear bomb, but some sort of dirty bomb of some sort, in a major U.S. city, blame it on who they want to blame it on.
Easy.
Because they're always capable of doing that. The American public will go nuts.
Yeah.
The flag waving, the patriotism, kill them all, bomb them into the Stone Age, all that will be being called out.
That's right.
By left and right, and we will be in World War III. They did it in the Vietnam War. They've done it in so many other other wars to get the wars started.
Right.
It's all false flags. They love war.
Yeah, we may see multiple regional wars rather than one big one. That would be an interesting scenario. More people involved, more money spent. A big war will just short-circuit everything. Boom. You know, a lot of it's just taken off the board. But to keep two or three going, there's the money. That's where you make your money. Got to keep resupplying.
They're getting it done. I mean, because people don't know what's going on in Africa. They don't know what's going on in Ukraine. They hear about North Korea and they hear about Syria.
Right.
But there are hot spots all over. And there's countries like Venezuela that are just going under because they've had socialist government and there's no food there.
They're literally falling apart. You're right.
Yeah, 200 people a day, doctors and lawyers, are applying for immigration into Spain and other Spanish-speaking countries, getting to get out of Venezuela.
Brain drain.
It's mind-boggling. The world is on edge. The world is edgy. China is suffering financially. China is have to deal with North Korea. They do not want North Korea to get out of line. It's the one buffer zone for the United States being able to take the peninsula of North and South Korea, because North Korea would lose in any war with the United States. And China doesn't want the United States right there on its across the sea from it. They want things to be kept stabilized, and yet it's crazy. It's nuts, and it could get completely and totally out of hand. There's things going on between Pakistan and India right now. Most people don't hear about it.
Not a word.
But I research all the world's top newspapers to see what's going on in all the areas of the world, and there's just a ton of volatility, which brings us around to the end of the show. I just have to plug my own show. We are the Truth Seekers on Saturdays and then also again on Wednesdays. I'm a solutions-oriented guy. I try to bring out solutions to people. We could talk about all the things that are going wrong in the world, but I try to talk about the things that you can do that are simple, easy, cost-effective, that will radically change your life dramatically for the better and keep you alive, keep you secure, keep you financially
healthy.
Keep
you alive, keep you healthy. Scroll down, and it's right above the Carnivora banner. RoyalVelvetNow.com. Go look, and it is exactly what you see, and a lot more. It's terrific stuff. All right, my friend, thank you for being here. I don't know when we'll talk again, but, soon. In the meantime, thank you for all you do. Thanks for contributing so well to this special Muslim awareness section at the top of the homepage. We're trying to keep people at least within, you know, arm's distance of reality. And you're doing a great
Absolutely.
Job.
Absolutely. Well, there's, as I said, Jeff, there's very, very few websites and alternative news sites out there that really tell the truth. It's very, very few. There's too many gatekeepers that have too many agendas.
You bet.
And that's why I like being, I don't want to sound arrogant, but I get offers to do radio shows on other venues and other media, and I've turned them all down. I like being on Rants Radio. I like being able to help you out, and I just think there's too much truth here. People need to get their news from Rants.com, and I know how difficult it is, the time, energy, effort, and the hard work that you put into it. You need to support Jeff, you need to support the sponsors that take the time, energy, and effort to fund it. It really is a passion of truth, trying to help people know what's really going on out there. So I appreciate you a lot, Jeff.
Thank you, Blake. Very kind words. I deeply appreciate those. Take care of yourself, and we will talk soon.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, good night. Mr. Blake Sawyer. All right, be right back.